If I had a dime for every time you tell me I'm not what you need. If I had a quarter, I would pull it together and I would take it to the bank and then leave. Yes, I would take it to the bank and then leave.
Welcome to Venus Envy. I'm your host, Terry, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock rolls around. Kicked off the show tonight with Cat Power and Woman. That is off of the album Wanderer. And it is the eve of International Women's Day, which is happening tomorrow. And while every Thursday night here on UMFM is International Women's Day, because, you know, that's what we choose to focus on every week, I always like to take my International Women's Day show as an opportunity to take stock. And I saw a headline yesterday that didn't surprise me, but instills some fear in my heart, which is just that the rise of populism is a threat to women everywhere. And there's a lot of evidence to back this up that, you know, the prevailing social and political mood right now is something to be concerned about, because the empowerment of women is being seen as an existential threat to men, and it doesn't have to be that way. So, you know, so I'm going to continue to rage against the machine, and I've chosen some tracks tonight with that in mind. But I've also chosen some tracks that are all about the personal being political. And then, you know, near the end of the show, we'll last set, what can we do about it? And then I'll finish off with like a fun track to just send you off into your evening and into tomorrow. So let's start with the angry tunes, though, first. If you have little ones in the car with you, there are some language in this next set. So just wanted to give you a heads up. But you know what? Strong language. It's justified sometimes, especially when you're watching your rights that you have fought for, and the women before you have fought for, and the people before you have fought for, just be eroded or seem threatened just based on shifts. But if it can shift one way, it can shift another, right? I'm going to start off this next set with First Aid Kit and their Me Too song, You Are the Problem Here.
Desperate touch. My drinking is killing me.
My smoking is killing me. My diet's killing me. My heels are killing me. My shopping's killing me. My ego is killing me. Can't sleep, it's killing me. My label's killing me. Kick drum. My phone is killing me. My email is killing me. These hours are killing me. My toy is killing me. This flight is killing me. My manager's killing me. My mother's killing me. My landlord's killing me. My boss is killing me. The TV is killing me. Joe Nagin is killing me. My boyfriend's killing me. My talking's killing me. Killing me. Killing me. Can't sleep, it's killing me. My dreams are killing me. The TV is killing me. My talking's killing me. Let go, you're killing me. Ease up, you're killing me. chilling is killing me. My smoking is killing me. The TV is killing me. Your nagging is killing me. Ease up, it's killing me. Let go, you're killing me. Calm down, you're killing me. My God, you're killing me.
Don't fucking tell me what to do.
Stand
That was Bjork and Army of Me. I have a playlist of music, ragey music, that makes me feel better when I listen to it, and I have to listen to it at work. And that song is on it. Just a fun fact about me. Before that, Don't Fucking Tell Me What to Do by Robin. That is off of Body Talk. Before that, Too Attached with Angry. And First Aid Kit kicked the set off. You Are the Problem Here. So as I mentioned off the top of the show, we were going to do a set of ragey music. So that's what that one was. And for this next set, I'm going to focus a little bit on the personal is political, which is a catchphrase that came out of the second wave of feminism, which was between, I guess it was the 60s and 70s, those two decades. Yeah, and it's about, you know, bringing those things that affect us personally and how that, those things being threatened are, I am so not in like a feminist theory. Somebody out there is like, not quite. It was all about bringing private and social matters to light for political analysts and analysis and discussion. Political analysis and discussion. Yeah, so with that in mind, I have chosen a few tracks, starting with Laura Jane Grace of Against Me and Transgender Dysphoria Blues.
We'll be right back. We're trying to fit into the social norm like squeezing in last year's prom dress. I know girls who are low-rise, MAC eyeshadow, and binge-drinking. I know girls that wonder if they're disaster and sexy enough to fit in. I know girls who are fleeing bombs from the mosques of their skin. Playing Russian roulette with death, it's never easy to accept that our bodies are fallible and flawed. But when do we draw the line? When the knife hits the skin, isn't it the same thing as purging because we're so obsessed with death? Some women just have more guts than others. The funny thing is women like us don't shoot. We swallow pills, still wanting to be beautiful at the morgue, still proceeding to put on makeup, still hoping that the mortician finds us fuckable and attractive. We might as well be buried with our shoes and handbags and scarves. Girls, we flirt with death every time we etch a new topic. our skin. I know how to split my wrist to reveal a battlefield tube, but the time has come for us to reclaim our bodies. Our bodies deserve more than to be war-torn and collateral, offering this fuckdom as a pathetic means to say, I only know how to exist when I am wanted. Girls like us are hardly ever wanted, you know? We're used up, and we're sad, and drunk, and perpetually waiting by the phone for someone to pick up and tell us that we did good. We did good.
I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. My body is home. My body is home. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. My body is home. My body is home. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said.
Try this. Take your hands over your bumpy love body naked, and remember the first time you touched someone with the sole purpose of learning all of them. Touch them because the light was pretty on them, and the dust and the sunlight danced the way your heart did. Touch yourself with a purpose. Your body is the most beautiful royal. Fathers and uncles are not claiming your knife anymore, are not your razor. Now put the sharpness back. Lay your hands flat and feel the surface of scarred skin. I once touched a tree with charred limbs. The stump was still breathing, but the tops were just ashy remains. I wonder what it's like to come back from that, because sometimes I feel forest fires erupting from my wrists, and smoke signals sent out the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Love your body the way your mother loved your baby feet, and brother arm-wrapping shoulders, and remember, this is important. You are worth more than who you fuck. You are worth more than a waistline. You are worth more than beer bottles displayed like a drunken artifact. You are worth more than any naked body could proclaim in the shadows. More than a man's whim or your father's mistake. You are no less valuable as a size 16 than a size 4. You are no less valuable as a 32A than a 36C. Your sexiness is defined by concentric circles within your wood. It is wisdom. You are a goddamn tree stump with leaves sprouting out. Reborn.
Those songs right there, they give me the feels every time I hear them. Goosebumps. It was Mary Lambert with Body Love Part 1 and Part 2. That is off of the album Welcome to the Age of My Body. Before that, Tori Amos and Precious Things. That is off of her debut album, Little Earthquakes. And I started the set off with Against Me and Transgender Dysphoria Blues from the album of the same name. The personal is political. So I found actually a quote from Carol Hanisch, who sums up that whole phrase in a better way than I did in the last break between sets. One of the first things we discover is that personal problems are political problems. There are no personal solutions at this time. There is only collective action for a collective solution. We're all in this together. Going to take a short commercial break, and then we'll be back.
In just 4 short years, Winnipeg ACT Living Hour have gone from their basement jams to stages across North America. But on Thursday, March 28th, the Now Quintet returned to Winnipeg and the stage of the West End Cultural Center to officially release their new record, Softer Faces. Sweeping shoegaze and lovesick lyrics are guaranteed with the purchase price, and advance tickets are available now for $17 plus fees for general admission or $22 plus fees for mezzanine seating. Get yours now at the West End or online at eventbrite.com. And circle your calendar for Thursday, March 28th, as Living Hour release Softer Faces alongside special guests Urban Vacation and The Castle at the West End Cultural Center. Presented by Real Love Winnipeg and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Being active just got easier. The new Recreation Services mobile app can help to maximize your opportunities for being active by giving you convenient access to all of your schedules and information whenever and wherever you need it. Learn more or download the app for free at uofmactiveliving.ca.
In just 4 short years, Winnipeg ACT Living Hour have gone from their basement jams to stages across North America. But on Thursday, March 28th, the Now Quintet returned to Winnipeg and the stage of the West End Cultural Center to officially release their new record, Softer Faces. Sweeping shoegaze and lovesick lyrics are guaranteed with the purchase price.
And advanced tickets are available now. Gonna fade that out since it's repeat. And you already heard that one, so let's not play it again, shall we? All right. So, back to the music and this International Women's Day edition of Venus Envy, Women's International Day, the Day of Women. International Women's Day is happening tomorrow. So, you know, I've spent some time in the show embracing the rage because I think that's important. It can be fuel for getting things done. But, you know, you don't want to necessarily live there. So what can you do? Well, I'm going to pass it off to Farron and the classic track, Stand Up, because that's what we can do. We can stand up.
Love in the corner, love down the street, I wait. And there's danger in the outskirts of town and in what you don't say. Either sinking or thinking the dark's your romance. A special one shining a light on a chance that it's over and worthy to wait in the middle of the night. Can't keep all these feelings at bay. I am rage, I am sorrow and grief all alone in my way. I know humor and heartbreaking people are life. But keep my eyes closed, I'll be open to strive. Cause the powers that be send their love in the middle of the night. I'm gonna stand up and let myself be counted for. Stand up now. Got my one life, and what to do about it if I don't learn how to love you? Love myself inside you makes a gentleman proud. I wanna love life, the vision in the world. Gonna stand up to my mother, my father, my witnesses, living my jacket. That for years has been running like fire, as though that was its fault. From river to cover an ocean disguise. Desert the mountain and promise to lie. I can say I prayed to forgiveness in the middle of the night. I'm gonna stand up, let myself be counted for. Stand up now. I got my one life, and what's it to amount to if I don't learn how to love you? Love myself beside you makes the gentle and proud. I wanna love life, the vision in the wind, I'm gonna stand up.
Mm-hmm. busy loving the woman and loving the man in myself. I see how most people just ache to be good at expressing themselves. Oh, wish I could tell you just right what I mean about the light shining down if I'd only come clean. But for now I live with myself in the middle of the night. I'm gonna stand up and let myself be counted for. Stand up now. I got my one life and what's it to amount to if I don't learn how to love you, love myself inside. You mix the gentle and proud. I wanna love like the vision in the winter. Don't be stand up. Stand up.
Oh, was done at 16, showing up for class. I was out there in the rain, learning how to kick some ass. I was done at 16, using my mama's key. It was all on me. It was all on me.
Like I know, so you can.
I hate fading out Iskwe. But I'm running out of time because I had way too much music planned for tonight and I talked more than I thought I would. So thanks so much for listening to Venus Envy tonight. You're listening to Iskwe and Healers off of The Fight Within. Played some Ani DiFranco before that and Play God Milk with Quiet, the stripped version, and Pharaon and Stand Up. I did promise a fun sort of track to go out on the show today, so I'm going to play that. Just want to wish you all a happy International Women's Day tomorrow. Continue to rage against the machine, appreciate the women in your life, push back against traditional gender roles, and stand up for your trans sisters. Which is a good segue into my last tune, which is Pussy Riot's Straight Out of Vagina. And just a friendly reminder that not all women have vaginas, and not all people with vaginas identify as women. Regardless, I'm going to let them take it away. Have a great night.
And Utah. There lies South Park.
This is gonna be the best movie ever. It's a foreign film from Canada.
Coming to video. All hell breaks loose.
CJUM FM 101.5 running on 100% Canadian volunteer power.
That movie has warped my fragile little mind.